Librarian sue Grossmont District over alleged anti-LGBTQ+ purge as UCSD marks research milestones. 9 former teacher librarians have filed suit against Grossmont Union High School District in San Diego Superior Court, alleging their positions were eliminated in May 2025 not for legitimate budget reasons, but in retaliation for supporting LGBTQ+ students and in furtherance of what the complaint describes as an anti-LGBTQ+ agenda by the board majority. The lawsuit names board members Scott Eckert, Robert Shield, Jim Kelly, and Gary Woods, and alleges they banned books with LGBTQ+ content, terminated a mental health contract because it separately served LGBTQ+ people, and targeted staff who had advocated for LGBTQ+ students. The board voted 4-1 in May 2025 to eliminate more than 60 positions, including all 9 district librarians and 19 counselors, citing declining enrollment and budget pressures. UHD's legal exposure is heightened by its recent history. The district paid a $1.2 million settlement in 2025 to former special education director Rose Tagnesi over similar discrimination allegations, a prior payout that could shape how a jury evaluates the district's institutional practices. Proving retaliatory intent will require the plaintiffs to demonstrate that LGBTQ+ advocacy was a substantial motivating factor in the specific positions cut, rather than simply one of many consequences of a broad reduction in force. The pattern of alleged conduct, book removals, the canceled mental health contract, and the wholesale elimination of all district librarians may prove central to that argument. School librarians perform instructional functions beyond curating collections, including teaching students information literacy and research skills. Eliminating the entire professional category, critics argue, inflicts educational harm that a budget justification alone struggles to explain. The district did adopt immigration enforcement response guidelines in January 2026 to protect students with detained or deported parents, a policy that complicates any characterization of the board as uniformly indifferent to vulnerable populations. On a more celebratory note, UC San Diego's School of Medicine graduated its 55th Doctor of Medicine class on May 31st. UCSD researchers also published findings Tuesday on spinal segment-targeted gene therapy aimed at reducing muscle spasticity caused by spinal cord injury, potentially significant work for treating complications of paralysis. Separately, a UCSD computer science team helped patch a major national security vulnerability that reportedly allowed attackers to spoof identities in smartphone text conversations, a flaw affecting carriers including Verizon and platforms including Apple.